I'm standing in one of the most unique waiting rooms in the world. It's full of hay, the temperature is around 10 degrees Celsius, and there are three horses staring me down. This is the domain of 29-year-old therapist Kim Michel.
This is Geronimo's pen. We put fresh hay in there this morning, some for eating too. The fence out front is closed so that he can come out into the fresh air when he wants.
The farmhouse here is from the 1850s and belongs to Kim's parents. There are three pens for the horses, Geronimo, Gina and Chochi, and a small office next door.
It's actually pretty idyllic. It's important that we have a nice atmosphere for the parents for when we have to discuss the child's development or talk about new goals.
We are in the small town of Reichenberg in southwestern Germany. There is little to be heard here except for birds tweeting and farm animals, the perfect environment for treating patients.
The children can totally concentrate on their interaction with the horses. Kids that have attention deficit problems don't get distracted. We are right in the countryside here. And yes, it's always this quiet here.
The official name for what Kim Michel does is equine therapy. The idea is to help kids improve their standard of living through interaction with the animals. Most of her patients have a severe physical disability. She tells the story of a seriously disabled child who was unable to move independently at all.
The child always had its hands balled up in a fist. As we lay it on the horse's back, the child finally opened its hands and started to move them. It also started to sense the horse's movements. That's something humans just can't give these kids.
The problem is the German government isn't so convinced. Developed in the 1960s in Germany, animal-assisted therapy still remains very much an alternative medicine here. The therapy costs for patients are not covered by public medical insurance. For this reason, Kim has also founded a charity to help fund appointments for kids from socially disadvantaged backgrounds. But she says that with demand for her treatments growing, donations will become more and more important in the future. Today, 12-year-old Simon has shown up for a ride on his favourite horse, Chochi. First up, the horse needs a clean, though. Its coat is smeared in mud. Simon reaches for the brush. Looking after the horses is all part of teaching the kids responsibility.
My horse is very shy, especially when she's away from the farm. I have to teach it everything so that it learns how to behave properly.
Kim Michel received her training as a youth worker and gained her first experience working with children in a kindergarten. Then, 5 years ago, she started the Horse Island, or Pferdeinsel. It's since grown into a full-time job for the young mother.
I love my work, but there is a lot of blood, sweat and tears involved, which means it can be pretty tiring, but I don't find it a chore at all.
Holidays are hard to organise, especially because the horses need constant feeding and care. Often Kim has to get family and friends to step in so that she can get away and have a break. Alex works regularly as a volunteer at the stables and has known Kim for 12 years.
Kim is actually always busy, but she loves her work. I have never heard her complain that she had a tiring day. She always seems to be in a good mood.
And that's apparent throughout Simon's visit. I notice how he looks up to his therapist, and not just because she handles the horses with a sure hand. The connection between patient and therapist is a close one.
Prima.
Well done, you're a giant up there.
By the end of the session, Simon is standing on the horse's back.
Applause!
Results like this are all in a day's work for Kim.
I do something good for people, but not because it makes me feel better. I do it for the shining eyes of the children. It is just such a motivation when you realise that what you are doing is doing someone else so much good.
In the future, the 29-year-old wants to maintain close contact to her patients. The most important thing, she says, is that the family atmosphere here is kept intact. For the kids' sake. Andre Leslie, Deutsche Welle Radio, in Reichenberg.